Salvini says no to Arabia in Italy after report on Swedish migrant areas. By Chris Tomlinson on May 27, 2019. Italian populist Interior Minister Matteo Salvini took to Twitter this weekend to comment on an Italian television program on Swedish migrant areas, saying he did not want Italy to become like Sweden. Mr. Salvini reacted to the program TG2, broadcast on national broadcaster Rai, that examined highly migrant-populated areas in Sweden and claimed that entire neighborhoods were essentially ruled by Sharia. The program drew strongly negative reactions from the Swedish embassy in Italy, according to a report from Italian newspaper Il Giornale. In his tweet, posted on Saturday, the deputy prime minister Salvini said, "We don't want to end up like Sweden, this is not integration. No to Arabia. Oriana, look at us from up there," a reference to the late Italian journalist Oriana Fallaci, who became well known for her anti-Islamization views through her books The Rage and the Pride and The Force of Reason. Following the airing of the program, the Swedish embassy pushed back, claiming there are no no-go zones in Sweden. As in most large cities, there are socially vulnerable areas where, contrary to what is stated in the service, police presence has been strengthened in recent years. "We also wish to clarify that Swedish law is applied throughout Sweden throughout the country and the law is the same for everyone," the embassy insisted. While the Swedish government has consistently denied the existence of no-go zone, preferring to label them vulnerable areas, there have been reports of heavily migrant-populated neighborhoods where local Muslim men attempt to enforce Sharia and Islamic morality codes. Last year, the Swedish center-right moderate party specifically addressed the issue, saying that they wanted to see so-called morality police in no-go zones arrested and arguing that they were increasing the problem of so-called honor culture and thereby infringing on the freedoms of women and children. While police presence has been increased in some no-go zones, many police officers have been attacked, often by youths, while out responding to emergency calls. Last year in Malmo, a police station in a vulnerable area was even subjected to an explosives attack. The Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby is one of the most notorious no-go zones in Sweden, and police have made attempts to strengthen their presence by building a new police station, but have found it hard going after construction workers refuse to build in the area because of fears of being attacked. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.